This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us in Ohio. And just want to let you know, tomorrow, Lindley's going to be on hour number one. I got her talking points, and she sent me a note saying she's going to update them. Distrust of schools. This ought to be great. I have a complete sense of distrust for the public training camp. And I used to be a public school teacher. I taught children in all grades, starting with kindergarten all the way through 12th grade in the public school system. And then I taught college students, and then I taught master's degree students. So I have some experience in the public training camp. My dad was a public school teacher. Teaching principal and principal and actually acting superintendent at one time. Kathy, I had a chance to chat with your husband, and I was so impressed. He's articulate, he's succinct, he has a vast knowledge base, and it's clear to me why you have been successful, and your husband has been successful, and your family is the way it is. It's clear to me because of the things that you do and the approach you take at looking at things. And literally, I was so impressed when I had that. I've talked to your husband twice on the phone. Very impressive man. So, you know, I was thinking during the break, if we were neighbors, you know, if you lived across the road or so, I'd be spending a lot of time with your husband. And I'm not sure if we'd get anything done. I don't know if we would be in each other's kitchen having coffee and, you know, talking about, you know, all kinds of things and getting nothing done, or we'd be working on projects together, getting a lot done, or both. I'm not sure, but I'll tell you what, it would be fun. I really mean that. What a heck of a guy he is. I was impressed. I just want to share that with you. And that being said, you mentioned that you had four children. I didn't know that until you said that on this broadcast classroom. How do your children feel about mom being on the largest alternative radio network in the world? How do your children feel about that? Have you ever discussed that with them?
They jokingly tease me about it. And, you know, I just say, hey, you know, Vince and I and all the instructors, we all think the same, and I think that we all click, and so I hope that I can contribute. But, yeah, they jokingly tease me, and they're proud of me, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, okay, here's why I mentioned that, Kathy. There's actually an educational reason why I mentioned that. You have been an inspiration to a lot of people. And let me tell you why. There are a lot of people who listen to the radio. There are very few who call into the radio. And of those who call into the radio, there are very, very few that can actually host a radio broadcast without ever being trained to do that. There are very, very few on this planet. And you and Sharon and, you know, some of the others have done that. Now, I know what it was like when I would call into a radio station. My knees would be knocking. I was terrified. And then when I actually sat in the broadcast studio to do the first broadcast, my knees were knocking. It was a terrifying experience. And my plan was not to let the class know that my knees were knocking. I had to have foam rubber between them, otherwise I'd hear the banging of my knees. So this is an inspiration to those who are in the class today who are listening. You can do it. Kathy did it. Kathy did it. Kathy called in. Kathy, how did it, just a little sidetrack, how did all this happen? How did you get involved with USA Prepares? Would you mind sharing, you know, maybe just a short sketch of how that happened? And were you nervous?
Oh, my gosh, I was terrified. Well, I called in because you were on with Rich, and I had just started listening to the show, and I didn't know that Rich has got so much information that, I mean, he never gets it all in, and I didn't know that. And you had said you would ask a question about something, and you were probably just making a statement, not asking anybody to call in that day. But you said, well, if anybody has any information, you know, I'd like to know or something like that. So naively, I call in, and I think I was on the phone probably 15, 20 minutes with you and Rich, and I was just making comments about things that I had done. I was a little nervous, but I was more nervous when you called me back and you asked me to come on with you because I'm not trained. You know, I just talk on the phone like I would talk to one of my family members or a friend. So I was really nervous. And then I was terrified when you asked me to host the first time because I there again. I wasn't trained. So I just went back and I listened to you and tried to think, okay, this is how Vince does the introduction. But I was very honored that you would trust me with your show because I really hoped that I didn't mess it up. But it was more the fact that I felt like there was a camaraderie with all of us. You know, Sharon and I, we get on the phone and we're on for quite a while, but we do a lot of the same things and we learn from each other. And she sends me amazing information. And, you know, I learned from Gwyneth all the things that she does and you and, I mean, Kyle, everybody. So I was really afraid. And there's times I still get a little nervous, but you do a good job of asking questions and bailing me out if I don't have the answer. You seem to be able to say, oh, yeah, this is the product she's talking about. But, yeah, Vince, I enjoy being on the show and I enjoy all the instructors, but I was very nervous at first.
So here's the point, class. Kathy was nervous, but she got the courage to call in. And then I was so impressed with her that I asked her to come on again. And I was so impressed with that I asked her to come on again. And then again and again and again and again. I've never met Kathy. I've never met her husband. I've never met any of her family. You know, we talk on the phone about things that are happening sometimes between broadcasts. We email back and forth. And I do that with, you know, many of the instructors. So what I'm saying is Kathy is showing you that she did it and you can do it. You can do something that you've never done before, something that you've never been trained to do, and you can do it. I am not a trained farmer. I had to learn on my own. I'm not a trained broadcaster. I had to learn on my own. I'm not a trained programmer. I had to learn on my own. I'm not a trained electrician, plumber, carpenter, roofer, concrete forming person, sheetrocker, mechanic. I learned all these things on my own. Read a lot of books, experimented, made lots of mistakes, and the things that are in my book are, here's how you can do it without making mistakes. So that's who we are. We just, and one of the threads I think that's common among all of us, I don't mean it's common, but it's something that all of us have, and that is we don't give up. We absolutely don't give up. And you're going to find that on Friday, Bert's going to tell you the update about the battle that we're doing with Merrill Lynch and how that's working out. And they know. They've come to realize that we're not going to give up. This is like USA Prepares and Bert against Merrill Lynch. They know. And I know they know. Because I watched the rankings, and all of a sudden when Burt was on, they must have had an inter-office email blast saying, uh-oh, this is a big problem. Because the number of people who listened to this broadcast shot up after that broadcast. Our class said, uh-oh, this is really bad news. The big bad companies, the securities companies, they can steal everything we have. That's what the class said. Merrill Lynch said, uh-oh, they know that we can steal everything they have. They might close all their accounts. This might catch on like wildfire. And you're going to hear what happened, the latest update on Friday. It's really interesting. I think you're going to be impressed. And you're going to see the power that USA Prepares has. I think you're going to see it in the way we do things and our approach to it. No threatening. Just they understand. They can read between the lines. Kathy, what else do you have on your list for today?
Well, Vince, I wanted to mention something I think people should have. I got stung by a wasp. I was picking raspberries because we still have beautiful weather here. It's in the 70s today. And so they're coming. Well, they're getting food. They're sucking on the raspberries. And so I'm careful, but I didn't see one and I touched them and I think I got several stings because I had several, or I probably had more than a couple that got me. So there was two things I wanted to mention that would be good to have, especially if somebody has something more than just a wasp sting. There's a kit, and it's made by Sawyer, Sawyer, and it's a bite and sting kit, and it removes venom. And now this one, it says it also could remove snake venom. So I think it would be smart to have one. It looks like a syringe. It's got a little plunger on it. And you obviously, if you get bit by something, you can, extract it. I also found one at the store that was not as it's more for like mosquitoes, fleas, wasps, bees, those kinds of things. It's the same thing. It's got two different kind of suction devices on it, and you put it on the area, and then you pull the plunger back. It's like you would with a regular syringe. But I think it would be smart to have that, especially if you feel like you might have a reaction to it, the anaphylactic shock, or with a snake. If you're not sure, that would be wise to have that, especially in our situation now. You know, if you couldn't get to urgent care or we really have a pretty bad grid down situation. They got me pretty good. I still pulled out, I think, three stingers. And, I mean, it wasn't horrible. I could still use my finger and I didn't have a reaction. I just thought about it because it would be smart to have that on hand. Because, you know, you never know when something like that would happen. You could be out walking and a snake could get you. Or some other kind of bite. So I wanted to mention that, Ben.
Yeah, and since you did, we had one of our very first expos. There's a guy that called me and he said he wanted to come. He said he had a really neat product, and it's called Stops the Sting. It's for insect bites. And you can look it up. It's on Amazon. Stops the Sting. He just started his company. And he said, I'll tell you what, we can work this out, and I can give a copy to everybody, a tube of this to everybody that comes through the door. And we did thousands of them. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So the Stops the Sting story is... I made an agreement with the developer of this product, and I said that I will let you exhibit. You can give a seminar or multiple seminars at our expo. You can show your product. You can sell your product. But in exchange for not paying for exhibit space, if you'll give out one of these little tiny tubes, I'm talking about a little tiny tube the size of a small clothespin, maybe even smaller than that. If you'll do that and give everyone that comes through the door one of those, you can exhibit for free. And we'll promote it and we'll put you on the air. Because I tried the product first before I made that offer. And it works. It's a bentonite clay with kind of an oil base. And that's all it is. And it works. And so the product took off. It's on Amazon right now. And so this was maybe 10 years ago that he and I came to that agreement, and I met him. And so I went to the website during the break, and it's Mountain Mike's Remedies. And I clicked on the story. Now, the story doesn't say anything about working with USA Prepares and the Get Prepared Expo. That's not in the story. But that's the truth behind what really happened. You know, he had the product first. And it was having a tough time getting off the ground. And we leveraged him off the ground. And now he's made it to the big time. That's happened many times at the Get Prepared Expo. But to Kathy, you're absolutely right. And there's one other thing. We've learned over the years that one alternative approach to a snake bite, which can be very, very serious, is to immediately hit that area where the snake has bitten the body with it, with one of those taser type devices, not necessarily a personal one, one that would repel an attacker, that kind of thing you might carry in your pocket if you're a lady or a guy, and just hit the area with that. Now, I'm not saying do it because I've never done it. And I haven't had any experience with it. And the internet says it works. And the internet says it doesn't work. So actually the medical village says it doesn't work. The internet, people have done it, say it does work. So I suggest that if you live in a snake inhabited area and you think there's a possibility that you might get a snake bite, why don't you do the research first so you don't have to do the research while you're succumbing to the snake bite, and see if you like that idea. And see if it makes sense to have one of those $10 little pocket taser devices. Kathy?
Yeah, great idea, Vince. Vince, I'll try to read part of my list of that. Some of it I know is redundant, but I know that they're saying turkeys and chicken and poultry of all types look like they're going to be in short supply. So I don't know how that's going to fare for Christmas and Thanksgiving. And most meat, they're saying seasonal vegetables also, which surprises me, but I'm guessing it's just because they're not being shipped. Cranberries is another thing they said that you may or may not even be able to get them this year. So I always use fresh, but if you can't get fresh, you may want to get the canned and be able to use that somehow. Well, they talked about toys for children, too, but I heard that cotton prices are going up, and some of the websites were saying, like even for jeans, they can't guarantee certain brands or certain sizes or styles. So Vince and I, we've talked about getting jeans and socks and T-shirts and all that before, so that's a good thing to look for. If you can find what you like to wear, I would get those. And, Vince, I was thinking of drinking tea. I mean, I'm sure we get a lot of our tea from overseas. And I don't know if what's on the shelf is going to be there in 2 or 3 months or if that's going to be out. I'm not seeing any huge shortages, but I am seeing a reduction in the variety. The tea selection's gotten a lot smaller. So I don't know if what they have is just what's there.
Yeah, okay. So what we've done is when the tea that we like is at a good price, when no one else wants it, we'll buy like 12 of them. 12, boxes of maybe 100 tea bags or 125 or whatever comes in those big boxes. We'll buy them, wrap them with a Saran-type wrap, and put them in a cool, dry, dehumidified area, and they keep a really, really long time. We'll
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Wednesday urged the private sector to help ease supply chain blockages that are threatening to disrupt the U.S. holiday season and beyond. Biden said the Port of Los Angeles would join the Port of Long Beach in expanding round-the-clock operations The Des Moines Register is reporting Republicans in the Iowa House won a special election Tuesday and claims a seat that had been held by Democrats in the state for decades. 55-year-old Pastor John Dunwell flipped Iowa House District 29 from blue to red after winning about 60% of the vote. The victory, which marks the second special election win for Republican in recent weeks, gives the party a 60-40 majority in Iowa's House. Guadalupe, California Police Chief Michael Cash helped save the life of a big rig truck driver on Monday as the driver fled the Alisal fire near Santa Barbara, California. The driver with lacerations to his head is expected to be okay. Cash says it was a humbling moment. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The nation's debt ceiling keeps getting pushed back rather than being solved because of a lot of mismanagement. So says Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Dan Muser on Newsmax Wednesday.
Well, a lot of mismanagement, a lot of sense of urgency that never develops, as well as they just simply needed the time because the Democrats, the far left and the extreme left, because that's what pretty much makes up the party these days,
right?
Not agree. They can't come to terms. They can't do their reconciliation. And then there's the blame game. They want to pretend that somehow Republicans have something to do with this. Meanwhile, they are engaged in a spending of over $5 trillion of the taxpayers' money and saying to Republicans, hey, give us, increase our credit card limit, but you have no say in how it's going to be spent. So it's a lot of baloney going on, and the American public is sensing it, fortunately. And the thing is this, it's not about agreeing. The extreme left is now in control. Joe Biden, two Fridays ago, went over to the Capitol, came here where I am, and completely surrendered to the far left by saying, you know what, the American people want transportation infrastructure. It's a reasonably good bill, but we're not going to do it because we're going to hold it hostage. We are going to wait and do what the high-end progressives want us to do and spend $5 trillion of entitlement funds.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go
to
DC,
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us. Kathy, you're absolutely right about cranberries and Ocean Spray whole berry cranberry sauce in the cans, the 14-ounce cans, out of stock at Walmart. And I just typed in, cranberry, canned cranberry, comma, Walmart. And I just checked with Mrs. Fennelly. We have some. But, we don't buy cranberry sauce just before Thanksgiving, just before Christmas, just before, Easter. We buy it when it's the right price. And we typically buy a case of it. So these outages don't mean much to us because we buy it when no one else wants it. like T-shirts. The best time to buy T-shirts is when it's freezing cold. And nobody's thinking about T-shirts. The best time to buy long sleeve shirts is when it's really, really hot. Because nobody wants a long sleeve shirt when it's hot. The best time to buy heating oil, which is the same thing as diesel and farm fuel, is in the summer when it's really baking hot. Because nobody's thinking about heating their house with fuel oil in the summer. That's what you do. You buy it when nobody else wants it. Time to buy a car, if you're going to buy one, if it's going to be off a lot, is around February. After everybody's overspent for Christmas, they have no more money, it's freezing cold, no one's going to walk around the lot, and if you end up in that lot, you're the only guy there. You're the only customer they've seen for a month. I don't recommend you go buy a car at a car lot. I recommend you buy it from an individual and have it checked out by a mechanic, unless you're a mechanic yourself. Kathy, I wanted to share with the class one thing that I think is really important, and we're going to break this news. Kathy and I are going to break it right here, right now. And then, Robert, I see you're on the line, so we'll be with you in just a minute. But this is pretty important. All right, class, so you know that we have a mechanic shop and we service vehicles, and we're on top of what's happening with trends, prices of all kinds of things. We're on top of what's happening with what brakes, what plastic parts, what water pumps, what coolant, etc. Here's what's happening, and this is a big thing that the media has not figured out yet. And we'll see if the regurgitators copy what we have to say. Of all the vehicles that are on the road, 2% of new cars have manual transmissions. So most of the vehicles, 98%, have automatic transmissions. And it's been that way for quite a while. So most of the vehicles use automatic transmissions. Automatic transmissions need to have the fluid and filter changed about every 60,000 miles for maximum life of that automatic transmission. If you don't change the fluid and you don't change the fluid filter, it's like not changing the oil in your engine and the oil filter. It's going to fail sooner. 60,000 miles is the number that we use for changing the fluid and the filter. There are three main types of fluid. There's the Ford type fluid, which is called Ford or Mercon, M-E-R-C-O-N. That's what Fords use. There's another fluid called Dexron, D-E-X-R-O-N. That's what General Motors products and some Mercedes use. D-E-X-R-O-N. There's another type that's called ATF plus. ATF with the plus sign. That's what Chrysler's use and Dodge. So there are various versions of the Ford fluid, the Mercon fluid, Ford Mercon. There are various versions of Dexron, you know, Dexron 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And there are various versions of the ATF Plus for Chrysler's and Dodge. They're not compatible with each other. They're not to be mixed with each other. And you can destroy your transmission if you use the wrong one. So if you use a Ford fluid and a General Motors transmission, you can destroy the transmission. If you use Dexron, which is a GM spec fluid, in a Ford, you can destroy the Ford transmission if it calls for Ford Mercon. And the same thing is true with Chrysler fluid, which is ATF plus, ATF plus 2, ATF plus 3, ATF plus 4. 1998 and newer Chrysler and Dodge products typically use ATF plus 4. ATF plus 4 is almost unavailable across the United States. Now, what does that mean? I mentioned that transmissions should be serviced every 60,000 miles. So some of the transmissions that are out there in vehicles had it done yesterday. They're good for another 60,000 miles, assuming nothing else goes wrong. There are some that have hit 59,999 miles this morning. They need to be changed this afternoon. So what's the average? The average would be 30,000 miles. So the average transmission has 30,000 miles on it in just rough estimations since the fluid's been changed. Actually, it's probably been way more than 30,000 miles. If the fluid's not changed, the transmission will wear out faster. If the filter's not changed, the transmission will wear out faster. So if you assume that the average vehicle is driven 10 or 12 or 15,000 miles a year, let's use 15,000 because it makes it easy, arithmetic easy for the radio. That means 2 years of driving will equal, at 15,000 miles a year, will equal 30,000 miles. That means that, to me, that the average transmission is going to fail without the transmission fluid change, the ATF plus 4 for Chrysler and Dodge vehicles. They're going to begin to fail in 2 years without transmission fluid service. Right now, it's impossible to get ATF plus 4. I thought this, and I mentioned last week, there's a product in the automotive industry that if it is unavailable, we will see about 25% of the vehicles fail within a couple of years. I mentioned that. And I said, I haven't connected all the dots, so I'm not going to say it yet, but I'll say it, you know, next week, which is right now. I'm telling you, right now. No one else has mentioned this. It's not on the internet. No one else has figured this out. Just us. USA Prepares. This is a big deal. Also, in short supply, I talked to a manager, a commercial manager of automotive parts. And I asked these questions. The answer is, quote, ATF plus 4 is like gold, end quote, like gold. The price has gone way up. Is impossible to get. So, if you think that you have a transmission that happens to use that fluid, find out how much you're going to need, and it might be just 10 quarts. 10 quarts, not 1 quart, not 5 quarts. It's going to be about 10 quarts. You might want to get that if you can find it, and the filter, and have it ready. That way, when you go to your mechanic, and you say, it's time for my transmission fluid change, and your mechanic says, yeah, I'd love to do it for you, but we don't have the fluid or the filter. Can't get it. So just because you're having a hard time getting it doesn't mean that your mechanic's not having a hard time getting it. We did a brake job on a General Motors truck, a relatively new one. The rear wheel cylinders for the brakes failed. 3 days out. This is a common General Motors truck. It's like what everybody drives around here. This is serious. There's serious supply shortages. And the ones that are made, the ones that you can get, are about 20% thinner in the sidewalls of these cast iron brake cylinders than the American ones were. So the replacements are Chinese, they're thinner, they're smaller, they're substandard, and how long do you think they're going to last? This is a big problem. Joe, you paying attention, Joe? I'm talking about Joe in the big chair, who's been messing up the United States, destroying it from within, for as long as he's been on the public dole. Our Congress needs to wake up and start thinking America first. Second, third, fourth, fifth, America first. That's what they need to start thinking about, because they're driving us into the ground. So, class, right now, yesterday, I was able to get four cases of Dexron 3. That's a General Motors automatic transmission fluid. I couldn't believe I got it. It's because no one's figured this out yet. So ATF plus 4, the Chrysler spec, Dodge and Chrysler, impossible to get. Dexron, getting very hard to get. Now, did I want to spend that money? Absolutely not. But I did. And I paid $2.33 a quart for Dexron. And where did I get it? I'm going to tell you. Sam's Club. It's called Prime. I suggest you consider what I've been saying. Kathy, any comments? We've got Robert in Kansas on hold. Any comments?
No, go ahead, Vince. I think it's important you mentioned it, but I'll just wait and listen to Robert.
Okay. Very good. Robert, Welcome.
Hey, Vincent, I have written down here, do the research before the snake bites you. So just so you know.
Robert, seriously, I'm so glad you are one of us. And I love it when our students use the word us and our class uses the word us and our instructors use the word us. I love it. But please continue. Thank you for calling in, by the way.
Okay, I want to let Kathy know, too, that, you know, I hope she calls in to Rich on Tuesdays with Rich because, you know, maybe you can help him get over. I think he's a little scared of callers, Kathy. I called in a few times, and he, you know, he seemed to be a little worried about me. So maybe you can kind of calm him down.
No. Robert, seriously, very seriously. Rich does not want to take calls because he says, I have so much information, you know, and it sounds like he's just exaggerating. Rich calls before the broadcast, you know, like the day before, a couple days before. He always gives me his talking points. And he says, hey, listen, you want to take a vacation day? He doesn't even want me on the show. I'm sorry, the class. Okay? Okay. So don't feel that he's nervous about taking calls. He doesn't want calls because he doesn't want to get side-wobbled. Seriously. That's all it is. It's nothing about any of the people who call from our class. It's just he wants to go nonstop. And he can. And he absolutely can. You know, at first I thought, no, I was just kidding. You know, because he would say to me, I've got so, on the phone, okay? Not in class, on the phone. That's so much information. Okay. And he does. He literally has 2-3x. And how do I know? One day I said, okay, go ahead. I could use a day off. So, Robert, we'll keep you through the break if that's all right with you, and you can say the rest of the story. But Rich is not afraid of calls. Not at all. His knees are not shaking.
Hold me over. I got to get to my point.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, class, you can see how polite the class is. Robert and all the others. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions.
Instruction that matters.
At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us in Ohio. Robert in Kansas. Robert, please continue.
All right, Vince, you had been asking about how this jab, the vax, is connected to the IRS tracking. They're saying either $600 transactions, or what I've also heard is if you have $600 just in the account, period.
I have not been asking. I've been making the statement that I believe they're connected.
Yes, and I do too. I don't think we've seen anything yet, but we have seen so many people pushed out of the normal job market, the normal economy, where they're being forced out because they won't take it, or they're being fired, or they're quitting, whatever they're doing. And I think we're going to see, you know, even more turbulence moving forward, where you're going to have more people out of the normal economy, let's say, and in their own economies, where their own markets could develop, can develop. So they need to track at the, you know, not at the 1040 level or the payroll level. They need to track at the account level. And so they want to look at everyone's account and be able to track, because you could have, you know, markets pop up that don't use, you know, markets for people who don't have the vaccine, let's say. And they want to track everybody at that level, where when we move forward, where they could outlaw cash, they could move into all sorts of things, where at the account level, if they can track everything, they can go ahead and continue to extract from the people and the reason they need that, Vince, because if we have a dying economy and we have less revenue to the tax base, inflation going up, things like that, people will start to get desperate and not pay into the taxation the way they have been, because they simply don't have the money. So this is just a way of tracking all the way down to the very base level of everybody, to be able to extract from the farmer's market guy, because he, you know, he has to still use banking to an extent to do business. So they want to get everybody's money. And I feel that what they're worried about, Vince, is a dying economy where people simply don't have the money to pay taxes. And so they want to be able to extract at that account level. Just take it right out of your account is what they're planning on doing, I think.
Oh, I have no disagreement whatsoever. I think you're right on the money. And as we find that there are fewer products, we're going to start making our own products, as I said before, meaning in the United States. There's going to be bartering. People are going to be exchanging things for things that they want, need, with other people. I think that's great because barter, there's no tax involved in barter. I think that people are going to start using more cash, and people are going to be afraid of the banking system. They're going to be more afraid of big tech. They're going to be more afraid of the government, and people are going to start paying attention to all this tracking that's going on. But right now we're in the minority. Those who are concerned are in the minority. But Robert, I have a quick question for you. Do you think that, I've made the statement many times, Second American Civil War, I believe it started. Second American Revolution, I believe it started. Second American Great Depression, I believe it started. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, Vince, we have this military type police state situation going on where you have the Attorney General saying that the FBI is going to investigate parents who don't agree with critical race theory. It was the one that they really got onto. So critical race theory, Vincent, ultimately it's justifying the genocide of white people. That's what the whole teaching goes to in the end, is that white people need to be gotten rid of. They need to be literally bred out of existence or not allowed to breed or whatever. That's what it goes to. And so if you don't agree with the genocide of white America and white people around the world, actually, then you're now considered a terrorist by a Jewish-occupied government. So they're saying, this Jewish attorney general is saying that you will teach hate for white people or the FBI will arrest you. Okay, that is an act of war. If you're going to genocide white America, if that's your goal and you want to teach everybody that that's okay and that's what needs to happen, that is a war against white people by a Jewish-occupied government. So that's what we're dealing with, Vince, and it is a war. I mean, it's absolutely, they're trying to kill us all, man.
Robert, I had to put you on hold, and I'm going to explain to the class why. There's one thing that you cannot talk about in the radio, or you'll be thrown off. And that is a specific group of people that have a specific religion. If you mention them, if you bash them, if you even just blame them, even if you are right, you will be removed from the radio. I will not let that happen. Now, how do I know this? Because I was on the radio with another broadcaster. We did a broadcast together once a week. And we were talking about the Holocaust. Now, there's some people that say that there were 6 million. Some people will say, no, it's impossible. Some people have visited Auschwitz. And just by talking about it and questioning the number got us thrown off the air permanently. And the group that threw us off the air said, hey, Vinny, I just want to let you know, USA Prepares, you do it, you're next. So, Robert in Kansas, I just want to let you know, we are not going to blame the Jews. You can think whatever you want. But we're not going to get thrown off the air by blaming them. Think about that. We're not going to shoot a cannon through our hull.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.